I'm joined by Mulam al-Jundi, a member of the opposition Syrian National Council. Mulam, Barack Obama has just announced that the US is going to recognize the new opposition coalition. Is that enough?
Actually, to be honest, this is not enough. If they are real friend for the Syrian people, so let them support us by weapons, let them support us by humanitarian, let them support us by political.
The US and other countries are anxious about funding Islamist groups like Jabhat al-Nusra. Do you understand that anxiety?
I understand that, and it looks like a very silly game from U.S. government that they will announce that Jabhat al-Nusra on the blacklist just before 2 days from Morocco conference. And this time it will look like that we are just jihadis, we are just tourists, and we are not asking for freedom. What we was waiting for from the international community, there's just three issues. Number one, officially political support, that all the members in this meeting, in this conference, should announce that the new coalition is the only member, is the only acting for the Syrian people. This is number one. Number two, supporting the Free Syrian Army with weapons and with not light weapons. They need heavy weapons. Number three, supporting the humanitarian people on the ground.
You said that you want heavy weapons. Spell out exactly what kind of weaponry the rebels need.
They need a Stinger, and they need the SAM-7 to build their own no-fly zone area. They will make their own no-fly zone. No one can, if there is real support by this kind of weapons, they will the Free Syrian Army on the ground will build their own no-fly zone. And we at least will save the civilians in Aleppo, in Homs, in Damascus, the old city on the country. Bashar al-Assad now is removing this country from the map. So if we can, if the international community cannot be involved to save this, to solve this information, at least let them support the Free Syrian Army on the ground by this kind of weapons, at least to save us from the air forces attack.
But the rebels are already capturing those kinds of weapons from Assad's forces. Why do they need more from the international community?
Because maybe they get when the Free Syrian Army guys attacking some storage center for Assad armies, maybe they will get like 15 or 20 or 30 kind of this Stinger or SAM-7, but this is enough. This is not enough. They need hundreds and hundreds to save to make sure that we have our no-fly zone.
Won't that make the conflict even more bloody than it already is?
The bloody starts since March 15 when first Syrian guy in Daraa killed by Assad armies, and Assad don't have he's really not smart at all. He's really crazy. He can solve everything very easily and in peaceful and political way, but he keep fall in many mistakes, and we know that we are the Syrian pay this receipt by our blood, but this is the truth, and this file and the international community since March 15, and they don't want to make any different, and they don't want to make any change to solve this war now between Assad and Syrian people.
How long do you think the regime is going to last?
They will last. I'm not sure. Maybe it's. I think it's very short. I think it will be within a weeks. Hopefully, it will not take that 3-4 months, because really the situation is really bad on the ground. The needs for humanitarian, we need a billions, not a million. We need a billions to keep the people alive.